Today, I will be your master of ceremonies for Event 201. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board. This board has been urgently convened by the World Economic Forum.
In October of 2019, you have a tabletop simulation that is sponsored by who? The funder is the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins School for Security, which is funded by NIH and Gates. The major hosts include not only Gates, but also Avril Haines, who's the former deputy director of the CIA. So what is the CIA doing hosting a simulation on public health? The CIA is not a public health agency. It is an intelligence agency. It does not do public health. Simulation is a simulation of a coronavirus that has escaped and ends up killing 60 million people around the planet. The Chinese government knew of the escape of the virus by September 12, 2019. Curiously, who is there is George Gao, who is the head of the Chinese CDC. At that time, George Gao almost certainly knew the coronavirus was circulating.
Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. It's spreading rapidly throughout local communities. International travel has turned local epidemics into a pandemic spanning the globe.
There are now more than 30,000 reported cases. Experts warn this may be just the beginning of a global problem.
More than half of the recognized cases have required hospital care, creating a huge strain on healthcare systems. The fatality rate is about 10%.
Tech companies have benefited massively from pandemic policies that make no medical sense, such as lockdowns, such as not letting us shop in person, not letting us be educated in person, locking kids indoors. Amazon is up 20% net revenue in the last 2 years. Google is up 20 to 25% net revenue. Microsoft is up 20, 25% net revenue. Nintendo is up. All of them crafted or influenced lockdown policies that killed off human assembly, human commerce, human worship, human culture, and drove it all online.
But it may interest you to know, that all the most rigorous scientific studies have found that masks don't prevent transmission of respiratory viruses.
Masks have essentially no benefit. N95 was developed to protect construction workers from dust. Dust particles are removed by those 95% effectively. Dust particles are thousands of times larger than COVID viruses, SARS-CoV-2, and it's like putting ping pong balls through a chain link fence. 95% of the time, they're just going to go straight through.
A dispute over a mask led to a woman being tased by a cop at a middle school game. Of course, no, it should have never come to this. What is your right to refuse, and what is law enforcement's ability to enforce?
You have to have a mask on.
Shoot me, people. You're
no.
Going to shoot me for trying not to breathe.
Cool.
Come on, dude. People.
And there is Barack Obama dancing unmasked. He's been talking about the need to get a vaccine and all the other stuff. I don't think he wants to break from the CDC. What's interesting is I haven't heard the CDC commenting about this yet.
Masks are pretty magical, and they don't have much downside.
People with masks, they give up their individuality. They give up rights as free human beings. You become really, it's the beginning of slavery. African-American slaves in America, many of them, they wore masks. I have called the masks to be the symbolic equivalent of the yellow star that I had to wear. It's a sign that you are not free, that you are lesser. All of this is happening only because people obey.
By July of 2020, there had been 9 studies of clinical trials, not randomized, of hydroxychloroquine, some by itself, some used with azithromycin and zinc and so on. Every one of those studies showed benefit. The totality of those studies, all analyzed together, showed about a 50% reduced risk of hospitalization and a 75% reduced risk of mortality. Now, these studies are all studies of outpatients, people who get COVID and are treated within the first 5 or 6 days, or started treatment within the first 5 or 6 days. It was a very clear set of data, about as clear as one could ever hope to get.
And yet, Fauci's in the Oval Office saying, man, this is a game changer. And next thing you know, everybody in the country is starting to give it. Supplies are starting to fill hospitals and they're all giving it.
That the data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. This will be the standard of care. When I was looking at this data with our team the other night, it was reminiscent of 34 years ago in 1986 when we were struggling for drugs for HIV. And we did the first randomized placebo-controlled trial with AZT, which turned out to give an effect that was modest. But that was not the end game, because building on that every year after, we did better and better.
There's a novel pathogen, and Fauciism always dictates that for some strange reason you throw the most toxic drugs imaginable at it, and you make one of them the kind of reigning king of treatment. Back then it was AZT, now with COVID it's remdesivir, with no feeling or regard or apprehension about the toxicity, while at the same time vilifying, persecuting, creating a whole culture of disinformation about treatments that are older, like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, that doctors in droves are saying is curing people, is getting people out of the hospital, is ending this sickness in a matter of days, if not hours.
Joe Rogan, he came down with COVID. He says he's been taking the livestock dewormer ivermectin.
That was an attempt to take him down and to misrepresent ivermectin. And he fought back, because that's in his nature.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied? Well, just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing, I get
that. It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network. You're working for a news organization. If they're lying about a comedian taking horse medication, what are they telling us about Russia? What are they telling us about Syria? Do you understand that that's why people get concerned about the veracity of the news?
The reliability of the media, a recent poll that says it's almost at an all-time low. We should look at news sources that are outside of this matrix of treachery, because it's there in order to accept advertising and lobbying money from established corporate sources, which means it has to operate compliantly and in alliance with the government. So you're not going to get honest information from those sources.
Previously, hydroxychloroquine was available over the counter in France. To censor him and silence him, this was removed from over the counter.
Propaganda always entails censorship. It must. Because propaganda, again, does not seek to persuade. It seeks to push you, to jolt you into a particular point of view. So it doesn't try to make arguments. It doesn't try to make a reasonable case. It doesn't use reason at all, actually. It tends to be a kind of almost neurological manipulation. Now, because propaganda doesn't tolerate argument, it always entails extremely rigorous censorship of the counter-narrative. It must be vilified, it must be condemned, it must be blacked out.
Will you provide a list of every website and hashtag that Facebook content moderation teams have discussed banning on the Task platform?
I would be happy to follow up with you or your team to discuss further how we might move forward on that. But
will you commit to providing the information you have logged on the Task website about content moderation that your company has undertaken? Yes or no?
Senator, I think it would be better to follow up once I've had a chance to discuss with my team what any sensitivity around that would be.
We could, of course, subpoena this information, but I'd much rather get it from you voluntarily. But I think let everybody take note that Mr. Zuckerberg has now repeatedly refused to provide information that he knows that he has and has now acknowledged.
Just to clear up one point, I mean, my understanding is that these vaccines do not modify your DNA or RNA. So I think that's just an important point to clarify. If I'm getting anything wrong here, of course, correct me, but just to make that clear.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly code in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream.
But the real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA.
Dr. Fauci collaborated with Mark Zuckerberg. There were emails between them, and this is a complete conflict because Facebook is invested in the vaccines. Google is invested in the vaccines. They have a conflict of interest. Microsoft makes the vaccine passports. And yet Dr. Fauci, who's not supposed to be coordinating health policy with for-profit stakeholders who have a conflict of interest, he was taking input and apparently aligning his message with what these tech bros wanted to have happen.
There's a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah, and of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, you know, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA, a single vaccine.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate.
The mRNA vaccines work by taking genetic material in the vaccine that's encapsulated in a little microscopic particle and having that particle infect your cells. And that means that the particle is transferred from the outside of your cells to the inside. So it uses your cells, your body, to complete the vaccine manufacturing. It's completed by your body's genetic machinery and not the manufacturer's.
the mRNA that I was working with and the inventions that I came up with are fundamentally different from what's being used in the current product, in that I was producing what is close to being a natural RNA. What's being used in the emergency use authorized products from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech are not natural RNAs, so they are related to what I'd originally envisioned, but also different. And those differences seem to have contributed to the risks and toxicities.
Messenger RNA is made by our cells every single day. It's made by our DNA. And what messenger RNA does is it's a delivery of a recipe. The DNA has a recipe that it writes on the messenger RNA, because remember, it takes messages. So it has a recipe on the front of it that says, make this protein for healing this muscle. And the messenger RNA then goes over to the ribosomes, which is the factory, and it reads the recipe on the front of the messenger RNA and creates the protein, which then goes out into the body and goes over to the muscle that's been injured and hurt and repairs it. That's normal DNA, messenger RNA, that happens every day, every minute in our cells all day long.
You needed to be tested in order to know that you have it, and you needed to be tested with PCR technology. Does it sound familiar? And its inventor, Kary Mullis, was beside himself with anger that it was being used to diagnose people with HIV, which was then supposed to lead inexorably to AIDS. He spoke out against this at the time.
Guys like Fauci get up there and start talking, you know, he didn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face, nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and should not be in a position like he's in.
He repeatedly said, including on tape, you should not use the PCR test to diagnose clinical infection with viruses. He repeatedly said that. What are we doing? Using the PCR test to distinguish clinical diagnostic tests with viruses.
They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go, they change them when they want to, and they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera.
When Bob Gallo proved that it was the etiologic agent in 1984, we had a diagnostic test approved by the FDA in 1985. That was really quick, from literally less than a year from the time that it was shown to be the virus that causes this disease.
I went over to Montigny afterwards and I said, I can't find a reference. Like, who? I can't find a reference to go with the statement HIV is the probable cause of AIDS. I'm sure you can help me. But he said, why don't you use the NIH, like the CDC report? And I said, well, I looked at that, and that was not a scientific paper. And the people standing around, by the way, who were his colleagues there, looked at him like they were thinking he should come up with a better answer, but he couldn't.
I do not know whether HIV/AIDS was the thing that was the force that killed all of these people in the 80s and 90s. What we do know is that there was a deliberate, purposeful effort that was orchestrated by Tony Fauci, a crusade to silence dissidents, to make sure the debate didn't happen, to make sure that science that challenged the official orthodoxy was suppressed, that people who voiced that science had their careers destroyed, that they were silenced, that they were vilified, that they were marginalized, that they were ridiculed, that they were made radioactive.
The FDA will move as quickly as possible to address this issue and expand the indication for AZT.
He didn't even blink. This was entirely second nature to him, to unblinkingly get on television night after night and speak of this incredibly toxic chemical, and I mean really toxic.
People with asymptomatic HIV infection.
Since AZT is a drug that's already on the market, physicians can at their discretion prescribe it for whatever it is that they want to prescribe it for.
Anthony Fauci made a decision at a certain point and came out with it that anybody with CD4 cells lower than 500, though they were still healthy and not symptomatic of AIDS, should go on AZT as a preventive measure.
All participants whose T4 counts are less than 500 should be offered AZT.
This is just the same.
One person I interviewed, his brother was perfectly healthy and had been persuaded to go on a high dose of AZT, and he was dead within a year, but also his face melted away. It's like Hiroshima, very powerful radiation.
He was diagnosed. He had advanced AIDS, near death, just months to live, massive infections in his lungs, all over his body, Kaposi sarcoma, lesions on his skin, high titers of the virus all throughout his body. And instead of being dead today, as most of the people taking AZT were by undergoing hyperthermia at the University of Rome, today he is alive and well. There is a successful series of treatments. I use the word treatments. There's no one treatment I think is better than any other. Hyperthermia, vitamin C drips, ozone treatment.
I had taken my medical records down to the National Institutes of Health, to Dr. Fauci's lab, and showed them, because they have presently discredited this treatment. And that's why our federal government has not allowed it here in the United States as of yet. Showed them my medical records. And what I did is I blanked out a set that had my name on it, showed them and said, well, what do you think of this? Their response is, well, this person obviously got better. What did they do?
Fauciism is an absolute contempt for natural non-toxic therapies, a contempt for the whole dialectic and discussion about what is an immune system, what is health, how do you detoxify, what does it mean when you're getting sick from a chronic illness? Is it just a matter of attacking the accused pathogen with the most toxic drugs kind of imaginable? AZT at the time was the most toxic drug that had ever been put in a capsule and given to human beings.
New York City's Administration for Children's Services had enrolled children in unnecessary and dangerous HIV and AIDS drugs trials during a 20-year period starting in the late 80s.
Anthony Fauci helped arrange for the drug companies to get access to children in foster homes in 7 states.
There was a children's center in New York, in the Bronx, called Incarnation Center, where foster children or children who were considered to have AIDS through PCR tests that were inaccurate were put in this medical center, and they were used for experimental drugs.
Some of the children were infants. Some of the children were not even HIV positive. Fauci, together with pharmaceutical companies, sponsored these experiments. I use the terminology that's used in the Nuremberg Code. These are experiments, they're not studies. These are invasive experiments.
If the children wouldn't take the drugs by mouth, then they would put in a gastric tube.
Some of the older children refused to take the drugs that were given to them because they were so horrible. So they surgically inserted a feeding tube in their tummies so that they couldn't resist.
And many of these children died, a potter's grave of 80 children. And these were all children of color.
My assignment was to go there, so I did. I went to Hawthorne, New York, and I located this grave site. And what it looks like if you're standing before it, it was a semicircle of large tombstones with names engraved on the tombstones. I remember there were stuffed animals and flowers and hearts and things adorning those tombstones. And I also remember there were flies buzzing around. There was a mound, a gigantic hole in the ground covered by astroturf, and it wasn't nailed down, it was just covered. And I went over and I took a corner of the AstroTurf. And I remember, you know, my heart was pounding. I lifted it up and inside was just a lot of coffins. They were in there haphazardly. And apparently there was more than one child in each coffin.
The drug companies which have supported trials at Incarnation include some of the world's largest. They also refused to be interviewed for this program. Officials at the National Institutes for Health insist that any participation of children in drug trials should be voluntary in every sense.
These little children are regarded as throwaway children. Nothing really was done to punish those who broke the law.
We've all seen the footage of him testifying as he's rocking back and forth in a chair with his arms crossed in a kind of a rather odd behavior.
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
The Microsoft Explorer decision caused Microsoft to divest from what was clearly a monopolistic practice with its browser technology to exclude other competitors.
He was really the most reviled businessman in the United States. And then suddenly, he became the philanthropist.
What he's done is taken his toolkit that he's developed in the pressure cooker of competition in the IT sector and turned those same practices towards public health, and functionally has monopolized public health through his philanthropic giving that isn't really philanthropy. It's more of a screen behind which he has made other strategic investments that have produced a massive financial return.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that, and it kind of stunned me.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return.
Modern billionaires that are also often referred to as philanthropists that are increasingly controversial have a lot in common with John D. Rockefeller's reputation.
Starting with AIDS and going through SARS and MERS and Zika and bird flu, they have one thing in common: Fauci at the center.
We did SARS in 2002, MERS 2003, bird flu in 2005, H1N1 2009. This is same playbook, different virus.
If you look at Anthony Fauci's tenure at NIAID, specifically after the 2001 anthrax attacks, he was responsible for the massive funding of numerous biosafety labs throughout the United States, several of which have engaged in gain-of-function experiments during that period of time.
24 hours after he received both the seasonal and swine flu vaccines, he was hospitalized.
If you really look at the scientific data, it is unclear why that happened. Clearly, the risk of the complication of the disease is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
Ended up being very, very fraudulent studies. I got a hold of that transcript, and I published excerpts from it in Rolling Stone and Salon simultaneously. And immediately, there was a storm of controversy pressuring Rolling Stone and Salon to take down the article. You get deplatformed if you tell the truth or if you say anything that challenges government orthodoxies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
that held this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies, I speak there, I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken Tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th. And 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available.
Whoa.
Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0. As well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa.
All right, Angelina, how old are you?
13.
Joey, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Joey, what's your relationship to me?
So I go to school with your daughter, and
okay.
I work for you.
And who is this person?
This is your daughter.
That's right. Okay. And we have MyPillow products in our home. Thanks to Mike Lindell. And what we're doing today, guys, is we are joined here in the studio because I want to encourage everybody that it is starting right now, Mike Lindell Appreciation Month today on. And so what I encourage everyone to do now is I want you to go to MyPillow.com. People ask me all the time, they say, how can I support the tour? How can I help the Reawaken America tour? You go to MyPillow.com. Let me show you real quick here. You go to MyPillow.com. And I'm going to do it right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Pull up the website. Feel in the flow. Working it, logging onto my account, clicking it. Okay, so mypillow.com. And Joey, do you own any MyPillow? You know, mypillow.com/clay. So mypillow.com/clay. That'll get you a discount off of everything right there. Again, mypillow.com/clay. Joey, do you own any MyPillow products?
I do not.
Okay, well, that means that you need to get started. You need to go up there to mypillow.com/clay. And if you buy anything at all on mypillow.com, it helps support the Reawaken America Tour. Angelina, do you have any MyPillow products?
Yeah, I have slippers, and then I have a couple pillows.
You got slippers, you got pillows?
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Well, I don't have any other stuff.
Do we have cat beds?
Mom, do they sell this?
Yeah, they sell cat beds. They sell mattresses.
We do have cat beds.
And listen, have you purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
That's the problem. You guys got to get out there. So you just go to mypillow.com/clay. You can support the Reawaken America Tour. And I want people to know this. Also at timetofreeamerica.com, you can download my newest book. Can you grab that there, Angelina? It's my newest book. It's called The Great Reset. It's The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. You can download this book 100% free today at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Also, you can watch the documentary, which you're in. You can download the documentary for free tonight by going to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the Watch the Reawaken America documentary. You can watch it. And again, Joey, I hate to call you out, but have you bought your Christmas presents yet?
I have not.
It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month. How have you not possibly purchased your Christmas presents yet?
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's make sure we're learning at home here. If we want to support Mike Lindell, the Reawaken America Tour, and for the fight against election fraud, Joey, where do we go?
MyPillow.com/clay.
Yeah, /clay, and then we get a discount. And Angelina, have you got your Christmas presents yet?
No, I don't have any money.
Don't let that get in the way. Okay. What we got to do is we got to go to mypillow.com/clay. That's where you can buy your MyPillow products. Have you seriously not purchased your Christmas presents yet?
No.
Joey, have you not got started yet?
I have not.
What are you guys doing? It's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month here. So go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one way to support the Reawaken America Tour. Also, you can download the documentary for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com. And you can download my new book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. All this is available at timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can support Mike Lindell Appreciation Month by going to mypillow.com/clay. And what better way to say I love you this holiday season than by buying your friend or family a cat bed? Or moccasins, or a mattress, or do you own any other MyPillow products?
I just have slippers and then the pillows, and then I don't know if the cat beds are from there or not. But I
don't need more slippers. Yeah, I'll be starting my Christmas shopping today. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Mike Lindell Appreciation Month starting today. Also, folks, people always ask me, they say, how's that lawsuit going with Dominion? Well, what happened is the former head of security for Dominion Strategies, Eric Coomer, he decided to, by the way, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can check this out. But the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, he has decided to sue the Reawaken America Tour because he claims that we have defamed him. And so by sharing the truth about election fraud. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer that ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the day while intoxicated. So and he lied to police who were wearing a body cam, and they captured it all on video, which I'm going to show to you in just a moment. So again, folks, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, our lawsuit against Eric Coomer, as we defend ourselves against the defamation lawsuit of Eric Coomer, just go to mypillow.com/clay. That's one great way you can help out. I really do appreciate all the help out there, folks. Thanks again.
Wow.
one of the bed and breakfasts from Street Inn or something like that and took off on foot. I'm going to have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. Had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Yeah. So, walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay. I'm going to come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So you didn't hit a building?
No.
Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying a guy in blue plaid got out of the truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood. Okay.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it 2 blocks up?
I did.
Okay.
Right. So at this point,
4x4 pickup truck.
We're at Fork Hill Road. This officer can take you to jail.
Okay.
You're under charge with felony misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash. And we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing is property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So,
like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay. Go ahead and turn around. Put your hand back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam. And he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to mypillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. The question is always asked. The question is always asked at the Reawaken America Tour. People always ask me, what do you actually do for a living? I mean, what have you been doing since 2006? Jordan, you work inside the Reawaken America Tour. You come to the events there. Yep. And by the way, be really close to the mic so people can hear you. Do people ever ask you that question?
Oh yeah, all the time.
So, you know, we help businesses grow. I mean, if people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? I help businesses grow. The main thing I want people to know right now, if you're watching right now, you have a business and your business is struggling, it's maybe not doing super well. This is what we do. If you go up here to thrivetimeshow.com, so we're going to go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials, you're going to see over 2,000 video testimonials from real people just like you who we've helped to grow their businesses. So this is an example. The Flyover Conservatives, we helped them to grow their brand by 16,000% in the last 12 months. We've helped Shaw Homes to grow from a $24 million company to nearly a $200 million company. And we've helped this company, Electric City, to grow dramatically. The Delrick organization to grow dramatically. The Green Line Plumbing Company. This is what we do. So if you're out there today and you say, I have a business and I need to grow my business, or I want to start a business and I don't know how to do that, I encourage you to go to thrivetimeshow.com, click on the testimonials button. And when you click on the testimonials button, you can see, I've worked with thousands of clients since 2006. I grew up very poor and wanted to be not poor. And so I started my quest to not being poor at the age of 15. And I built America's largest DJ or disc jockey entertainment company, which I sold around 2007 called DJConnection.com. I no longer have any connection to that business, but I own a haircut chain called Elephant in the Room. It's EITRLounge.com. It's a haircut chain. I also am a part owner of a dog training franchise. For anybody out there that wants to learn how to own your own business by becoming a dog trainer, we do that. Also, I coach with wonderful clients and help them grow, like flowphotos.com, like PMHOKC.com. Jordan, I mean, you're here every day. Why do you believe that the clients that we work with grow?
Because we keep them on task and do everything they have to grow, whether it's more reviews, whether it's hiring, firing, whatever it is they need to do, we make sure they do it so
right,
they can improve.
So if you're out there today and you're looking for a proven business system, a step-by-step, almost like bowling with bumpers where you can't possibly lose, you want a proven path to grow your small business, just go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click here on conferences. You can learn about attending one of our conferences. If you're looking for one-on-one consulting, you just click here on business growth consulting. You can schedule a free consultation with myself. And if you want to learn about how we've been doing it since 2006, you want to see proof. And then the question is, well, how much do you guys charge? I have always, this is my process. I charge a flat rate. So we charge $1,700 a month, $1,700 per month to teach you the specific moves you need to know to grow your business. And that includes videography, photography, web development, search engine optimization, everything that you need to know to grow your business, but then we actually help you implement those proven systems. And my partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, between he and I, we've built now it's 14 multi-million dollar companies. And I encourage you to check out that story and to see that proven success, the history of success at thrivetimeshow.com. Again, so if you're looking to attend a business conference, we can do it. If you're looking for one-on-one business consulting, we can do it. We charge you less money than it would cost you to hire a minimum wage employee. And then we teach you the specific steps you need to know to grow your business. We meet you each and every week to teach you the systems, to hold you accountable, to help you implement those processes. And then we include photography, videography, web development, search engine optimization, workflow design, public relations. We include here executive coaching, how to manage your team. We help you track your leads, how to launch your online ads, how to do photography, videography, sales training. I mean, everything you need to know to start or grow a business, we do that for you. And it also starts at thrivetimeshow.com. Jordan, you're meeting some great people at the Reawaken America Tour. What kind of person out there would be a great fit to become a client of ours, and who would not be? Because we only take on 160 clients at any given time.
Right. So anyone that really wants to be pushed, anyone that wants to grow, truly wants to grow, because if you don't, you're not going to do what it takes, whether it's more reviews, whether it's video, whatever you need to do. It's how far you're willing to be pushed.
And it's a month-to-month program, so I don't want to waste your month or my month. Most of our clients stick around for almost a decade. But again, we only want to work with diligent doers, people that are willing to put in the effort to grow their business. And if you want to learn more about those business workshops or the one-on-one coaching, go to thrivetimeshow.com and schedule your free consultation today. My name's Clay Clark. This is Jordan. USA! USA! USA!
My name is Clay Clark, and this is Derek Sisney.
Hello.
He is not a male model, but he could be a male model if he wanted to be. He's going to be one. I want to show you something real quick. A lot of people are asking, how do you get the Reawaken American gear? How do you buy it? How do you get the stuff? And I've done a poor job of talking about it. It's almost like a secret how to get it. What you do is you go to timetofreeamerica.com. All right? Then you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You click on this little menu over here, and you click on Shop. And then what happens is you click here, you figure out, do you want a shirt? Right here, boom. You get the Fauci lied, people died, pick a side shirt. You got the Reawaken America, you got the Thrive Time Show. It's all right there. Or you can click on a book. You can get Fear Unmasked. You can get Now I See, The Art of Getting Things Done, Start Here, etc. And then what happens is after you buy it, then Angela over here, she gets to it, right? But Angela? And we fairly certain she's not Antifa. We don't know. But so then the book, the order comes in, and then I'm going to sign the book for you. So I'll devalue the book. So I'll just, you bring them over here and I sign them. We sell like four or five a day. And then where do you go to mail these things?
I go to UPS.
She goes to UPS. So if you're out there, we work for FedEx. We're sorry. But we go to UPS. Okay. So again, and then I'll sign it here for you. So again, if you want to get the swag gear, step one, you go to timetofreeamerica.com. You buy the stuff. You go here, timetofreeamerica.com. Once you go here, you click. Let's do it again. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, we're there. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm going there for the first time. I click. I go to shop. Right there. Shop. Boom. Then it pulls up. Various interweb things are occurring right now. Then I figure out what I want to buy. And when I buy it, I will personally sign it and send it to you.
Now, Jordan, I'm sure there's a certain percentage of the population that would like for me to sell them the book, but promise not to sign it.
Yeah.
That's also something I do.
It is.
I would be happy to personally not sign a book for you if that's what you want. So if you want to buy a book to learn about the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset, but you're saying, please don't sign it. Please do not devalue the paper in that way. We'd be happy to not sign it. Jordan, would you be happy to sign books if people want you to sign a book?
I will sign if you want me to sign.
Beautiful. My name's Clay Clark. That's Jordan. Get those books. Get that swag. Get that apparel. Get all that Reawaken American gear at timetofreeamerica.com.
So we have that ready, so let's get together. Let's do a fantastic painting. I'm going to start off today with a small amount of phthalo blue. And we'll just take and pull a little bit out and then tap the brush. That assures a nice even distribution of color all the way through the brush. Just tap it. Just tap like so. Just go right up here.
How concerned are you about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, sir?
I'm very concerned. And it's more than just the U.S. There's a thing called the BRICS nations. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And what happened in 2021, I believe, when we abandoned Afghanistan, on that day, Saudi Arabia shifted allegiances from America, trading in dollars, petrodollars. Saudi Arabia switched sides to China and Russia. It's the end of the dollar system. So the end is near for the U.S. dollar. And my concern is it's going to wipe out stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. Just for my generation, the boomer generation, we're in serious trouble because the only reason our stocks, bonds, mutual funds are up is because the Fed and the Treasury just kept printing more and more money. Instead of fixing the problem from 2008, they just kept printing more money. Mm-hmm. And it's about to come to an end. So that's why when I say to people, buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, you want to stay in what I call real assets, tangible assets. That's my opinion. Most people say buy U.S. treasuries. That's Harry Dent. I wouldn't trust anything printed by the U.S. government, but that's me. I don't like anything that can be printed.
Now, the BRICS nations, again, to repeat, for everybody who's hearing this for the first time, you might hear about the BRICS nations. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Africa. Those comprise roughly 41% of the Earth's population, and they are teaming up together to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And now you have Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Nigeria, Venezuela, Algeria, Turkey, and Argentina all teaming up to unseat the U.S. dollar as the world's U.S.
You're on it, man. You're on it. Everybody, listen to this guy. He knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. You have the macro picture. Very few people have that point of view. And the great reset will be the collapse of the dollar.
Inflation.
When demand is greater than supply, either you get shortages or you get price increases. And actually what we had was a mixture of both.
We are in an inflationary spiral.
66% of people polled expect inflation to get worse.
The value of the dollar, since I was born, has declined by 94% to 6 cents.
We are about to face one of the greatest periods of uncertainty in American history. Organize your finances, expand your knowledge, your insight as to what it is that you have, and then start making decisions.
When people go to bh-pm.com, they can schedule a free consultation. You're talking about going from the intangible into the tangible.
If you can't hold it in your hand, then it's not yours. You don't own it. You can physically hold actual gold and silver. It ships fully insured directly to your home.
Inflation rates are going to continue to rise. Don't